This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Douglas Overfield, respondent, v. BNSF Railway Company, appellant, decided December 10, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Douglas Overfield, number ED19272, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis, version. Cause number 1922 CC078, BNSF Railway Company, Honorable Annette Llewellyn, appellant, filed December 10, 2024. Introduction. BNSF Railway Company, BNSF, appeals the trial court's judgment in favor of respondent Douglas Overfield, after a jury returned a verdict of $2.75 million on Overfield's claim of negligence against BNSF under the Federal Employers Liability Act, FELA, for injuries he sustained while working as a locomotive engineer. BNSF argues that the verdict director improperly contained two disjunctive bases for negligence, which were not supported by substantial evidence and constituted an improper roving commission. BNSF further argues the trial court erred in refusing BNSF's proffered withdrawal instruction. Given the nature of FELA, as well as Supreme Court of Missouri precedent upholding identical language in FELA verdict directors patterned, as here, after second Missouri approved instruction MAI 2401, we find no instructional error. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. Background: Overfield worked as a locomotive engineer for BNSF. On February 18, 2018, as Overfield was exiting a locomotive, his company issued reflective vest caught on the rear door handle mechanism, causing him to fall and sustain severe spinal injuries. He is no longer able to work as an engineer with the work restrictions given by his orthopedic surgeon. Overfield filed against BNSF claims of negligence under FELA and of negligence per se under the Locomotive Inspection Act, LIA. But only the FELA claim was submitted to the jury. Overfield presented evidence that he exited two locomotives that day. The first was equipped with a short walkway or platform outside the door that led to two steps descending to ground level. The second locomotive, on which Overfield was injured, had steps immediately outside the door. Both had a narrow doorway that Overfield had to turn sideways to pass through. The second locomotive also had a protruding door handle and bolt locking mechanism that extended from the door, unlike other locomotives in BNSF's fleet that have a recessed lock or small knob. The only handrail outside the door of the second locomotive required an employee to reach past the door handle of the open door. BNSF safety policy required employees to maintain three-point contact when exiting a locomotive, which is contact with the locomotive using either two hands and one foot, or 2 feet and one hand. Overfield testified that some locomotives had grab irons by the doorframe, but the second locomotive, on which he was injured, did not. There was also evidence that some locomotives had two handrails available as employees exit the three cab. Overfield testified he did not receive training regarding exiting a locomotive like the second locomotive, specifically how to use a handrail that was partially blocked by the door of the locomotive. BNSF policy also required its employees to wear reflective clothing any time they were outside the cab of a locomotive, which included while they exit the locomotive. Many types of reflective clothing were permitted under this policy, but at the time of Overfield's injury, BNSF issued only reflective vests to its employees free of charge. Overfield presented evidence that the zippered vests, like the one he was wearing when he was injured, had large armholes that were prone to snag, and that prior to his injury, BNSF had received numerous reports of employee injuries or near injuries resulting from vests snagging on various locomotive components, including door handles. BNSF had therefore made available tear-away vests designed to tear apart if snagged in order to address the issues with the zippered vests. However, BNSF received complaints about the tear-away vests not working properly. At the time of Overfield's injury, BNSF policy allowed employees to choose to wear either zippered or tearaway vests. Overfield submitted only his FELA claim to the jury. He argued that the reflective vest with a known snag risk was unsafe in the conditions of exiting through the narrow doorway with a protruding handle and steps immediately outside the door, with the only handrail being partially blocked by the open door. The trial court gave the following verdict, director, to the jury. Instruction 7. in your verdict, you must assess a percentage of fault against BNSF Railway Company, whether or not plaintiff was partly at fault, if you believe. 4. First, conditions for work were not reasonably safe, and defendant knew, or by using ordinary care, could have known of such conditions, and that they were not reasonably